the other red. Dropped in Algiers and raised on brass parades, he made the jazz his calling, driving through Divine's divinest riverboat shuffles before he'd left his teens. So New Orleans would dog him all his life, for good or bad. He could do Louis better than himself, and still throw in some of his own style tricks, jumping octaves, the trills, the liquid gliss. Maybe it was out of courtesy he did years of section work in Pop's shade, practically incognito. Politeness got the better of horse sense, sometimes. Fame came with a price tag. Fletcher hired him on, but Red went his own way with queer notions, and that was that. He got to cut some sides briefly with Bean before the man took off for Europe, body and soul, to follow. They met as oldsters, tried to recreate what had been only a couple of days, those ephemeral, classic instances. Still, there were always things he could teach you. The truth, in spite of whatever you try, of your own sound. Which was the reason why he shunned fancy mutes and trick-toned plungers. Play the horn wide open. You cannot lie.